The Book of Jonah, Chapter 4. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was angry. And he prayed to Yahweh and said, I pray you, O Yahweh, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I hurried to flee to Tarshish. For I knew that you are a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, and one who repents of the evil. Therefore now, O Yahweh, take, I urge you, my soul from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. And Yahweh said, Do you well to be angry? Then Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city, and there made for himself a booth, and sat under it in the shade, until he might see what would become of the city. And Yahweh God prepared a gourd, and made it to come up over Jonah, that it might be a shade over his head, to deliver him from his evil case. So Jonah was exceedingly glad because of the gourd. But God prepared a worm when the morning rose the next day, and it struck the gourd, that it withered. And it came to pass when the sun arose, that God prepared a sultry east wind, and the sun beat on the head of Jonah, that he fainted, and requested for his soul to die, and said, It is better for me to die than to live. And God said to Jonah, Do you well to be angry for the gourd? And he said, I do well to be angry, even to death. And Yahweh said, You have had regard for the gourd, for which you have not labored, neither made it grow, which came up in a night and perished in a night. And should I not have regard for Nineveh, that great city, in which are more than 70,000 of man who can't discern between their right hand and their left hand, and also much cattle,